Abdallah Baraj Rual, quote, the acting Secretary General of South Sudan Islamic Council, used his Eid al-Adha summon to appeal to South Sudanese leaders to implement the 2018 peace agreement, adding that it is only when there is peace in the country that there can be stability, which he says will in turn attract investors.
I'm urging our government and the parties to the peace agreement to be serious in implementing the peace agreement and completing the provisions that have not been implemented yet. We also commend the government for reconstituting the parliament. And as we see some regions are bearing fruits of peace, we ask parties to the peace agreement to restore trust and peaceful dialogue.
Court says Muslim and church leaders will work with the government in bringing the South Sudanese people together because, according to him, South Sudanese trust religious leaders.
We call on the government to implement the agreement and honor the constitution and to enforce the rule of law. If anyone commits a crime, he should be punished by law. Let's solve our problems through dialogue.
Former presidential advisor on Islamic affairs, Sheikh Juma Said, used his Eid al-Adha summon to call on all South Sudanese refugees in neighboring countries to return home.
Our message is that all of us, we want a peace. We want everyone to come to join us in this peace. We want those people who are outside, who are in a refugees camp, who are in diaspora. This is your country. You cannot get any country better than your country. So our message is that all of you come to the country. So next year when we celebrate this occasion, all of us will be together.
Said also appealed to South Sudanese to unite and work together to rebuild the country. He calls this year's Eid al-Adha celebration remarkable due to the relative peace and stability, which Said says has allowed the Muslim community to observe the day without fear.
I think this year is very different because this year there is a peace in the country. People just moving ground up and down. So we think that this year is very different because now is a security. We have a security in the country. People are just moving. And then also we thank those people of the government, the head of the government, especially His Excellency President of the Republic of South Sudan, for bringing back a peace, for his wisdom. So this is why today we enjoy the fruits of the peace in South Sudan.
Eid al-Adha, or the Festival of Sacrifice, marks the end of the annual Hijab pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Muslims celebrate the day by slaughtering animals, including sheep, goats, and cows, in commemoration of Prophet Ibrahim's readiness to sacrifice his son in a sign of obedience to God. The meat from the animal sacrifice is given to the orphans and the most vulnerable community members. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.